What we said yesterday was that Hashem, let me leave the door open in case someone thinks that we're over there. Okay. So we said that Hashem is what's good. Okay. You know, I think people will see. No, I just know if people are gonna come there. Okay. So we said that on Rosh Hashanah, Hashem is bebechinas. Melech be'olamai. And since Hashem is within us, Melech be'olamai, Hashem is like the Melech at that moment. So therefore, we want to discuss with him his malchus. What does it mean he's the Melech at that moment? So we said he's the Melech at that moment because he's relating to the world in the Midah of Melech, which is the Midah of Mishpat. Now, obviously, what that means is because the king is responsible to see to it that the world runs, that his malchus runs. Therefore, mishpat, the purpose of mishpat is to be minded everything according to the rules. So in order to have something running, you have to have mishpat. He's the one who's responsible to make it run. Therefore, that's why the king does mishpat. Why is the mishpat being done on Rosh Hashanah? Why is it true that the mishpat should be done on Rosh Hashanah? Rosh Hashanah is that day that it's the first day that Hashem had mankind in the world. Even though the world was created, we say, we paskin in the tefillahs that we say, and Yoim Haras Olam, so we paskin that according to the Machlokes and the Tanaim, was the world created in Nisan or Tishrei. So we paskin, obviously, that the world was created in Tishrei. However, it's really not so accurate, the Ran says, because really the world was created Chafei El, not in Tishrei. So what do you mean the world was created Tishrei? It means mankind was created Tishrei, which is the tachlis of the world. So Tishrei was when man became created. Man created is Tishrei, Rosh Hashanah. The sixth day of creation from Chaf Hei is Aleph Tishrei. That's the day that man was created. So we'll say Hayom Haras Olam, it's not so accurate. Not the world was created today, man was created today. So what was created today was not so much the world, but rather what was created today, you want this one? I just wasn't sure if anyone's going to sit there, but now at this point, listen, yeah, at this point, listen. So it's not that man, it's not that the world was created today, it's that man was created today. And if man was created today, that means that's the day that Hashem's Malchus started. Right? That's the day that Hashem's Malchus started. Hashem's Malchus needed people, mankind. It didn't start over the world with no man. Man is when the creation of Adam is what created the Malchus of Hashem. And therefore, the Malchus of Hashem was created on Rosh Hashanah. Since the Malchus of Hashem was created on Rosh Hashanah, because that's when man was created, that's when the world came to its tachlis. So, Memela, now that the Malchus of Hashem was created that day, it's the proper day for Hashem to be Moifia, to present himself and relate to the world in that Midah of Malchus and run the Mishpat. Okay? You can add to that, by the way. We gave that mashal from Reb Chaim Friedlander, a very powerful mashal about Rosh Hashanah. That's a good to say over. It's exactly the Ramchal, but it's important to say over on this point. Which is, in reality, there's many, many themes of Rosh Hashanah which are confusing. It's the day of creation. It's the day of judgment, and it's the day that we're Mamluk Hashem.
Mamluk.
We declare that Hashem is the king,
Okay.
Melech. So how do these things relate? So we just explained how they relate, because the day that the world was created really is the day that man was created, which is really the day that Hashem became the king. That relates to those two inyanim. Hashem being the king has to be judgment, because that is the means that the king uses to make sure that things are running smoother. But just as a point of a marshal, the way he explains it really is that the purpose of the judge, this is an amazing point, which is that the purpose of the judgment of Rosh Hashanah is not to, so to speak, like, well, if you did avers, now I can punish you, to punish you for your avers. Because after all, that's going to happen in the next world. So, Kol Zman I'm here, what if you judge me every year? You'll make a sum total at the end of 120, And you make a sum total of the Averis and the Mitzvahs, and you punish everyone that needs to be punished, and you give rewards to everyone that needs to get rewarded, and that's it. Well, why do you have to have this judgment every single year? It's just about giving me a reward for what I did good and punishment for what I did bad. And B'chol, in this world, is not the place for reward and punishment altogether. So anyway, it's an irrelevant judgment comes out. So the way the
You said relevant judgment?
Irrelevant.
Irrelevant. Okay.
So the way Reb Chaim Friedlander says it, very schmuck, is that what he says is that the yisod of the judgment is not in that way. The yisod of the judgment is to judge where you stand in relationship to the Malchus. Are you good for the Malchus? You're not good for the Malchus. And based on your performance in the past, that's how I'm going to renew your year for the future. So basically, take for example, sorry. Take for example that at the beginning of the new year, the boss of a big company renews all the contracts, right? Because that's the day that they started. So on the anniversary of starting the company, they always renew the contracts. So now, how he's going to renew the contract of next year based on your performance of last year. Is it worthwhile for him to invest in this particular employee? Well, it costs a lot of money to have this employee. I have to give him a car, I have to give him a phone, I have to give him an office, give him a salary. It's very expensive to have this employee, but it's not worth it for me to invest in this employee if he's not producing for the company. So I have to evaluate your performance for the company last year in order to know what contract what am I offering you for the coming year. So the judgment is, were you helping the Malchus? Were you an asset to the Malchus? Were you someone that's worthwhile for the Malchus to invest? Was it a good investment last year? If it is, I'll reinvest in you this year. So therefore, that's how he puts together the Malchus with the judgment. Because the day that we reaffirm the Malchus of Hashem is the day that Hashem has to decide what is everyone's role in that Malchus. Okay? But either way, the purpose is that Hashem Malach, which is the Hashem Malach, is the Shira for Yom Shishi, right? Hashem Malach gives Lavesh, because Yom Shishi is the day Adam was created. So it's the day that there's Malchus in the world. So Hashem Malach is the Hashem Malach is the Shira of this day. It's the day Adam was created. And therefore, since it's the day Adam was created, it's the day of the Malchus. And it's that day now, which Ramchal says, that Hashem's Hanhaga in the world, the way Hashem is relating to the world on that day, is as a Malach. And our job now is to reaffirm his Malchus. That's the point that he's going to talk about. Okay. Now he continues like this. He says, Ulam, I'm just gonna read that last line there. Ulam, I think it's the last line on page Rish Samach Gimel. Ulam, no, sorry. It's the last on Resh. Yeah, like you said, yeah, I don't know.
Resh
Right.
to Rome.
Yeah, okay. Okay, so I lost the first page somehow. Okay, fine, here's someone. Ulam, second to last line. Yom Rosh Hashanah, Hagen Baruch Hu, Oymit Kav Yachol, B'b'chinas Melech HaLoy Lomay, V'al Kein, Hineh Hashor, V'uyo L'Hispalo L'Fanov, Now is the appropriate time to ask Hashem to fully reveal his malchus in the world. V'yisukan ha'olam ha'idezeh, and the world will come to a tikkun through this. And that's the point of this nosach. So what's the first step in asking Hashem that his malchus? Oh, man. Sorry, I have to reset the setting. There shouldn't be a waiting room. I'm sorry about that. So, well, Ikar Zen Nivne, Kol HaNosach HaNoisaf HaZeh. Vine, betrila nemar yiskadesh. Betrila nemar yiskadesh shimcha. Vahainu shetivada malchusoy ba'olam v'tizgale b'hischazka al Yisrael. V'zehu al Yisrael amecha. That means that if we want more Kedusha in the world, I mean, we want the Shekhinah of Hashem to be more stronger in the world. If we want the Shekhinah of Hashem to be more stronger in the world, the way we're going to get the Shekhinah of Hashem to be more stronger in the world is when it's stronger on Kal Yisrael. So I think the Nusach HaTefillah is Yiskadash Shemcha.
When you say it gets stronger in what way?
It's more clear
in this revelation.
Yes, it's more clear that he's in charge. The stronger dash and the way that the kedusha. See, now we're bringing in a new word. There's a new word called kedusha. The way kedusha becomes stronger is when the Shekhinah is more apparent in Klal Yisrael. So when the Shekhinah is more apparent in Klal Yisrael, that brings more kedusha to the world. So it's really up to us if Hashem's Kedusha is apparent or not. If we see Hashem in the world and we reflect Hashem in the world and we are living that the only thing that matters is Hashem in the world, then that itself will bring more Kedusha to the world. Right? So now, therefore we say on this day, that's what we want. Yiskadash Shemcha Shetivada Malchuso Ba'olam V'tisgala Be'hischazka Al Yisrael. Now, I wish I had I was going to bring a machzor today. I think I could pull it up over here.
So when the Goyim says it's all the Jews' fault, they're really right.
Yeah. Yes, it's true. I mean, it is up to us. I don't know if they have the machzor here. High holidays. Machzor Rosh Hashanah Ashkenaz, yeah. Okay. So, for example, here, I think it's here. Yeah, so I don't know which words exactly he's referring to. That's the truth here. V'chein yiskadash shemcha al Yisrael amecha. I don't know where that is. So which words are you referring to on that? Okay, I have to see that now. Then he goes on and says he's going to start explaining the things that we're more familiar with. So let's just introduce this concept. So now we want to expand the Malchus of Hashem in the world. So, excuse me, there are steps in that. The first step is that people have to have Yiras Shamayim. The first level, apparently, of awareness is when people have Yiras Shamayim. They have some level of fear or awe of Hashem. And once that becomes more clear throughout the world, then that's a siman that the Kedusha is getting stronger. So in order for Kedusha to get stronger in the world, the awareness has to start with Yiras Shamayim. I don't think it's a very popular method. I think the more popular method, even forget amongst the Ummah Olam, but even amongst Jews, is not like that. This is a very Litvish method. I had to focus on like the Musar and the Yerushalayim and all that stuff. Others focus more on like trying to just like connect or whatever that means, whatever.
Rikudin.
Thank you.
Yeah. What?
Rikudin.
Yeah. Yeah.
What does Rikudin mean?
Dancing.
Huh?
Dancing.
So he's saying that in order to create this Nusach HaTefillah, is what it's saying is, in order to create Kiddush in the world through a more and more Hashras HaShchinah in the world, you need to start with Yiras Shamayim. That's what it starts with. It says, And therefore, we're asking that Hashem's Malucha should be clear. We're not asking, we are going to ask at the end. Everyone should dance. We're going to say that at the end. Everyone should be, everyone should be dancing. But there's two paragraphs before that. The first paragraph is, in order to start the process of being Marba Kavod Shemayim in the world, you have to start with Yir Shemayim. The first is Avra Yira. And we'll expand on that tomorrow, Mitzvah Hashem.
Are you keeping up with the dog?
I'm going to change the setting to be that you can log in with no waiting room, okay? Call to.